Begin the current daf, Mesechtas Nida daf Mem Ches. Begin 14 lines down from the top of the Yamud. The Gemara concludes the previous Gemara's discussion. Amar Yitzchak ben Nachmeni, Amar Reb Elazar. He said that Halacha Kreb Yesi ben Keeper, Sha'amar Mishum Reb Eliezer, which we had discussed in the previous daf regarding the Halacha of our previous Mishnah. Although all the Mishnais in this Perek Yetzer Daif, spoke about different developmental stages in the boys and girls, and then it was a full year, what we call Miyam Liyayim Yais Liyais. However, the previous Mishnah didn't say Bas Esm Shana V'yayim Echad, which there was the interpretation of Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that actually doesn't have to be a full 20 years. There actually, it could be 30 days into the 20th year. We'll consider her like a 20-year-old, and therefore if she has simonim of an idleness, and she doesn't have two pubic hairs, we'll actually consider her that she's not a minor anymore, and therefore she doesn't have to wait anymore, she's not in the halacha of Yimin Chalitza. So he said the halacha falls like that opinion. So Amr Bzeiru, when Bzeiru heard this, he said, "Eske ve'esek," says, let me merit and go up to Eretz Yisrael, which was where Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, who was this Rabbi Elazar, that the teaching was said over in his name from from Yitzchak ben Nachmeni, the Agmar l'shmaita, and I'll learn this teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmeni mipumi demara, from the mouth of the master, meaning from Rabbi Elazar, who he was saying this over from, that he was the one that said the halachas like Rabbi Yisrael ben Keeper that said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. So says the Gemara, Kisalik, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechil Rebbe Elazar, so he counted Rebbe Elazar, and Amalei said to him, Amr Halacha Kerbiyisim and Keeper, you're the one that said Halacha Kerbiyisim and Keeper? Amalei says, Mistabram, he says, I said it's logical to say Halacha's like him. Why? Midbekuli Pirkin Tani Yemechad, from the fact that the entire Perek, when we said that the age of that developmental stage, we said that age and one day, 3 years and one day, the Halacha like a Tanya in the Mishnah doesn't say Shema Minam Mistrabek Kavasei. Says from that you can infer that it's logical to say that you don't need a full 20 years, and that's why I said the Halacha is Mistrabek Kavasei, is logical like him. Says the Gemara Hadna Halacha Yetzer Daif, and shall return to you the fifth parak of Masechtas Nida parak Yetzer Daif, when spoke about as the concept of Yetzer Daif coming out through the abdominal wall regarding the laws of childbirth and the laws of Nida and also the developmental stages of a woman and a man through the years through going through to adulthood. Now, with that, we continue with the sixth parak, parak Bo Simon, which continues on the theme of the previous Mishnayos, regarding which we spoke about the developmental stage of a Nara, of a girl, which is the middle stage, and regarding the identifying features of becoming a Nara. So it says the Mishnah as follows, Bo Simon HaTachton, as we mentioned in previous stuff, that there's parallel developmental stages for a girl on the upper part of a body by her breast and by her lower part of a body, by the genital area, by the two pubic hairs. So it says the Mishnah as follows, Basim Natachtin, if she has the lower signs, that of the two pubic hairs, which are the signs of Nairus, that she became a Naira, that's the stage when you have two pubic hairs, she's considered an adult. There's a later stage of Bagris, but becoming an adult, which is Nairus, is two pubic hairs. If she developed those two pubic hairs, actually Boha'elgen, before she developed the corollary, which is the parallel signs on the upper part of a body, of when her breasts become Beichel, which we had many different measurements to define that, but when that's when it's like the beginning of the small figs, where if that sign didn't come yet. So then, Eichel Letzes Oymes Ebemes. So then, the first opinion says the opening of the Mishnah, everyone says that, so the lower sign she has, so then she could do either chalitza or yib because she's considered an adult. Why? And this would be making the point that everyone agrees to this concept, because the two pubic hairs is a concrete sign, and on that we rely, and the Gemara is going to explain what's the reason for this, but therefore she's considered an adult, and she could do chalitza or yib, which requires an adult of a woman, which is if her husband died without any children, but which doesn't pertain if she's a minor. Now, continues the Mishnah, but let's say boha elyon actually boha tachton. But let's say she develops the upper sign on her breast that she's a Naira. But she didn't yet develop the signs on the bottom. She doesn't have the two pubic hairs yet. So says the Mishnah, afal pishi efshir, even though this is not possible, which Gemara is going to explain and ask, what do you mean, aren't you saying that's the case? What do you mean it's not possible? But be that as may, says the Mishnah, remeir me, he says, leicha letzis v'lemis ebemis. No. She cannot do chalitza, she cannot do yibim. We don't presume her to be an adult just because she has the signs of Nairus in her breast. She has to have the two pubic hairs too. But for Chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, no, she could do chalitza or yibim. Because they said, it's possible for the two pubic hairs to come before she developed in that same stage by her breast. It's not possible for the signs on the top to come before she has the signs on the bottom. So therefore, most definitely from the fact that we see the signs of Beichel on the top, that means to say that the bottom also had it. But what do you mean we check where it's not, that it's not there? It must have been there, but it fell out, because it's not possible to be on the top if it wasn't on the bottom. So therefore it has on the bottom, which is the primary one according to everyone. Therefore they said that she could do chalitza yib. We consider her as a gedolah. Now the Gemara asked a question that we had alluded to. Afa pi shi yafshir, you describe in the case if she has the sons on the top and not on the bottom, even though it's not possible, but v'haloi bo, you're saying that's what happened. Says the Gemara, yeah, bo l'Reb Meir. It came according to Reb Meir. And that is since Reb Meir says that she can't do chalitza because he considers her a minor. So obviously you could infer that obviously the case we're describing is the possibility that, yeah, the upper sign came and the lower sign didn't come. So according to him, we're describing the case. But what we're saying is, Ava Peshi Efshal Rabbanan. Even though that's not a feasibility, it's not a possibility according to Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, you can't have the upper sign without the bottom one. Even though we don't see it, it must have been there beforehand. So when we're describing the case, it's because according to Rabbanan, it's not possible. But we're describing the case as a real case, because according to Rabbanan, that is possible. So the Gemara wonders, but why say like that? But listen, just say, Bo Ha'elyon. If the upper sign came before the lower sign came, don't say Ava Pishri Yafshir, even though it's not possible. And then you'll say the Machlekes. No, you can't do Chalitza, you can't do Yibim, because we don't necessarily consider her as an adult. And say, you could do Chalitza Yibim. Vano Yadana, and I'll know. Mishim Di Yafshahu. Because it's not possible. Because if it's possible, then, hey, we don't know for sure she's a Gedayla. If the Chama is saying she could do Chalitza Yibim, obviously because it's not possible, so then why do you have to say that this Yafshah, if it's obviously implicit from the halachic argument that they're having? Says the Gemara, no, because Eloi Tana Afa Pishri Yafshe. If he didn't say that line of even though it's not possible, Savimina, I would have said as follows. Rav Nashim, most women, Tachtin Asi Bereshim. The bottom signs come first. Not Umiyut, but there is a minority of women, that Elyon Asi Bereshim, that they first develop the upper signs. Now, the Remeir says, oh, if she has the upper signs and not the lower signs, we consider a minor. Is Latameh, according to his reasoning mentioned throughout Shas, the Chayish Lemiyuta, that he's concerned for the minority, that there is a minority that the first sign to develop is on the top, which means to say that she's still a minor because she doesn't have the sign on the bottom. And that's why he says that she can't do Chalitza Yib. For Rabban, but Rabban would be going according to their reasoning mentioned throughout Shas, the Lechai Shlemiyuta. They're not concerned with the minority. They go based on the majority. So therefore, if she brought the sign on the top, she doesn't need to be inspected, because we could presume that the signs were there on the bottom, because that's how most women do it. Now, if that would be the reasoning of the Rabban, because they're going based on the laws of the majority, so then I would say, Vahanimili Bistama. That's only in general where we didn't check on the bottom. That means we could presume. But if we checked and we didn't find the signs on the bottom, then we would say, okay, then the Rabban would agree to a mayor that the upper ones came first and that she's a minority, because obviously she's from a minority of women, because we checked the top and it's there and the bottom it's not there. Kamash Malan, that's what we have to say in the Mishnah. The Efshir, it's not possible that no, Vaday Asi, not just a majority, it for sure came. And therefore it must have just fell out. And that's why we have to say, for the case of when we check, to say that even so, she's still going to be considered a gedayla, and she can do chalitza yibim according to the chacham. But now the Gemara asks, Bishlam Reb Meir. You understand according to Reb Meir that he says you could have the upper sign before you have the lower sign. And therefore, since the lower sign is the primary, we wouldn't necessarily say that she's a gedayla. So Sib, that's what it says in Pasuk in Yechezkel. It says, as a metaphorical of the Jewish people, Shadayim Nechainu, that your breasts are developed. And then it says, v'sayrich tzamech, and your ears, referring to the lower region, has sprouted. So obviously we see that you could have that the upper sign, the breast, being developed before the lower sign. El Rabbanan, Nibchim Yimbayel, according to Rabbanan, should be the exact opposite. They say the lower one comes first. It says, Gimon HaHochim, this is what the Pasuk is saying. Kivin sheshadayim nechainu, since the breasts have developed, b'yiduah shesayrich tzamech, then you know for sure that the ears have already sprouted, which is the two pubic hairs, that you're right, that it's saying not that it's coming after, that you know that it was there. Similarly, the Gemara asks, Bishlam Reb Meir, we can understand according to Reb Meir, so this one says in a different pasuk in Yechezkel, it says, Baseis mimitzrayim dadayich. That is, that from what the Egyptians did to you, that they fooled around with you and they squeezed your breasts, referring to the immorality of the Egyptians on the effects on the Jewish people, Laman shedeinu rayich. So that they could engage in promiscuous and immoral relations with you. Meaning to say that they were grooming you, the Jewish people, for when you'll be fit to be a woman and you'll come to the days of Nairis, which, because the terminology Laman Shadei Noraich is like a terminology of throwing. In other words, that your hairs of puberty were ready, they were there, but not ready yet to come out. But one thing we see that the Egyptians were fooling around with the Jewish people in the reference, in the metaphor of the breast, before, and was grooming them for when they would come to maturity of the two pubic hairs. We see that according to Reb Meir, yeah, because the breasts come before. El Rabban, according to Rabban, should be the exact opposite. So the Gemara here also, what the pasuk is saying is, Kim Shabob the Dayach, since your breasts came, be a doer Shabob Narach. So therefore they knew that the puberty of the two pubic hairs had already come. But it's the same answer they gave before. Ovibayisim, if you want, you could give a different answer and say, no, my Shadei, which sounds like that it's something that it was there ready to come out but didn't come out yet. Actually, it's all regards to the breasts. And the term Shadei is actually a terminology of Shadayim, which is a terminology of breasts. And actually, it's not referring to something that didn't come out yet. It's actually talking about when it's fully developed. So this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling to the Jewish people as you continue to midbeis. First, Icharfu Dadayich. When your breasts started to grow and to come to a point, you didn't retract. Ishtadu dadayich. When your breasts develop fully, like full breasts, that's from the terminology of coming out, like of shadayim. Nami lohedartabach. Even then, you didn't retract. So that's the rebuke that the Jewish people were getting. But it's not talking about the pubic hairs coming out. Another interpretation, the charfu means to say that they were bloated from the old oppressing of the Egyptians, which is the metaphor for the dadayim, which means to say that you were afflicted by them. And ishtadu dadayach means to say that they dried up because, again, of all the afflictions of the Jewish people, which is in the metaphor of the breast. So therefore, it's not difficult on the Rabban. But something as the Gemara, the Kul Amamiyah, but everyone agrees, atachten samchina, we rely on the lower signs. Question is, does the lower one come before the upper one? If you see the upper one, for sure the lower one was there, like the Chacham, or do you see like Reb Meir, that no, maybe the upper one was here and the lower one not, and therefore we can't assume that she's a Gedaila, and we have to suspect. But everyone's saying the primary is lower. So Minolan, where do we know this, right? So I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, V'chein, Tan, Be'er Bishmol, so to be learned in the Braisi, Shiv'er Bishmol, because Amakar, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Ish, Aisha, a man or a woman, Kiyasu, Mekol, Chatzai, Sa'adam, if they're going to do any of the sins of mankind, so then they're going to be punished. So Hishra, Kasav, Isha, Le'ish, L'chol, Anjan, Shabbat, Torah. So the Pasuk is equating women to men for all punishments in the Torah. That's where we know that all Loisa say the women are commanded in and they get the same punishment. Now, Ma ish besimenacha, just like a man gets punished when he becomes an adult with one sign of maturity, because he doesn't have an upper sign, because his breasts don't change when he becomes an adult. Af isha besimenacha, so to a woman is also with one sign. Now, so says Gemara with ema oihai oihai. So say, okay, it's with one, but maybe say either one. Why are we saying specifically the lower sign? Maybe it's either the upper or the lower, that it should be one sign, just like a man. Says Gemara, no, kish, like a man. Ma ish tachtam alay elyon, just like a man, his only sign is in the pubic area, not on his chest, by his breast. So afisha tachtam alay elyon, so the woman is also by the bottom and not the top, never, that's the primary one. Says Gemara, tanim al chzimla in the braisa, that we rely on the lower sign. The Ramar Leza bar tzaddik, kacha mefarshan bi yavna ba'amr. This is how they explained in Yavna, and they said as follows. Once the lower sign came, shuvei mashkich nelim, we don't even look to see if the upper sign came, because the primary is the lower one. He says, continuing on this theme, Benois Krachim, the girls from the cities, Tachtin Memahar Lavi, their lower sign comes quicker. Because they're accustomed to bathe themselves in the bathhouses, and that causes the hair to develop, and therefore they get the two pubic hairs first before their breasts develop. Now Benois Kefarim, the girls from the villages, Elyin Memahar Lavi, for them the upper sign develops first. Because they grind at the mill, they have to work, these girls. And since they're constantly moving their arms, so that spreads out their breasts, and therefore that develops first. He says, the wealthy girls, their right side, the right breast, develops quicker. Because it rubs against their cloak, which is some type of a cloth that was heavy and hung on their right breast, therefore that caused it to develop first. Whereas the poor girls didn't have this, and therefore that didn't make that develop. Now, whereas B'nai Sanim, actually the poor girls, Tzad Simul Memar Lovay, actually their left side, their left breast, develops quicker. And they Shashayiv is Kadimayim Alim, because they draw the buckets of water, which they have to do, because they're poor girls, on the left side, and therefore that causes that side to develop first. Or if you want, you could say the reason is because if they carry their brothers on the left side, thus causing them to weigh down, and therefore the left side develops first. Now, Tanya Rabbah learned in the Braisa that in general, tzad smol koyim l'tzad yamin, the left side develops first before the right side. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Shua says, no, ma'olam lo kodim tzad smol l'tzad yamin. No, it never was there a time that the left one developed before the right one. Chutz me'achas shayisa b'shchunasi, except for one woman that was in my neighborhood, shekodim tzad smol l'tzad yamin, that the left side developed before the right side. B'chazal leisan, and then went back to its place, and it equaled out. But again, generally, he says it's not true that the left side develops before the right side. Tanabon continue on this theme regarding the knowing that the girl is a Naira, is a Gadailo, when she developed two pubic hairs. So we learn the Braisa, the Kalan of Dakis, so all the girls that are inspected to see what's her halachic status, if she's an adult or not, Nivdakis Api Nashim. So they're inspected by women. The Chain Hoy Rebeliazim Maislish, the Sultan Rebeliazim would give over the girls to his wife to check. Rebbe Shmuel Maislim, he would give them over to his mother. Now, Rebbe Hudaimer, he says, that depends. It says, Lefnei HaPerek, before the period, which we mentioned in the previous daf, the Perek is the age, the year before Bas Mitzvah, from 11 to 12. That's what's called Oynas Nadarim. That's a time when we check our vows. That's a status that could be questionable regarding if she's an adult or not. So before the age of 11, that even if she brings two pubic hairs, we're going to say that's not a sign that she's an adult. We say that's just like a mole which has two hairs coming out from it, but we still consider her a minor. So that's where Nashim Bayit Kenosin, that's where the women check them, because whether the woman's going to say there are two pubic hairs or that is not, we're still going to presume her to be a minor, and we're not going to rely on the woman anyway. We're not relying on her in halacha. Now, so then why would we be checking? For the purpose that it would be effective, if we find those same two hairs after she become Bas Mitzvah, then we're going to say, oh, that's not a sign of godless. We're going to say that's just the mole that we saw before, and that'll be like a stringency. But so before her period, meaning before she turns 11, that, ula acha perek, and also after she turns 12, there also, the halacha is going to be that noshim bait kenaisel, that the women check the girls, because if she says that there is here, oh, then we will rely on her, we'll be able to, and she'll be able to do chalitza, because then it's normative for the girl after age 12 to have two pubic hairs. So we can rely on her. And if she says they're not there, oh, okay, so then we'll be stringent and say that she can't do mean anymore, because then we're concerned that, oh, maybe they fell out. So therefore, we're not really relying on them, so that's where the women could check, before age 11 and after age 12. But taicha perek, but during the period of what's called the muflo, the oynas nedarim, there, we assume generally that she's not an adult. But if we find two hairs, then we presume her to be an adult. Then ein noshim bayit kenaisin. Then says Rabbi Yehuda, no, then the women cannot go ahead and do the inspection because women are not worthy in halacha to rely on for this. Sheima si and sveikas al pi noshim, because we cannot marry off doubtful girls based on the test, based on the education of the women to permit doubt based on what they're saying to say that she's an adult that she could do chalitza. The reason for this is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that when she brings two hairs during that period of between 11 and 12, it is a sign like after 12 years old. That's why we don't trust them, because in halacha that's going to make her into adult, as the Gemara is going to explain his opinion later on. Now Rabbi Shimon Aimer, which the Gemara is also going to explain his opinion, says no, avtecha perek noshim bayit kenosin. Says no, even during that year between 11 and 12, the women could check the girl. Now the Braisa concludes, v'nemenas isha l'hachmer avloy l'hakol. And the women are believed to make us create a halachic stringency, but not for a leniency. Ketzad, how so? Meaning, gedaylehi, she's believed to say that she has two pubic hairs to be an adult, shalai timon, that she can't do mean anymore, which is only when she's a minor. So for that, she's believed. Ketanehi, shalai tachlis, she's believed to say that no, she didn't develop two pubic hairs, that she's a minor, so that she shouldn't be able to do chalitza, which are stringencies. Aval ein emenes lem, but she's not believed to say the opposite. Ketanehi, shalai timon, that she's a minor, that to allow her to do mean, which is a rabbinic marriage when her mother or brothers marry off to a man. And v'gedeli shetachlitz, and neither is she believed to say that she's an adult to be able to do chalitza, because those would be leniencies. And for that, she's not believed. Now, the Gemara goes back to explain, as we alluded to, that Omamar, Tana Braisa said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he said, lefnei haperek, ula acha perek, before she's 11 and after she's 12, noshim bayit kenaisin, then the women could inspect the girl. Now, so the Gemara asks, Bishlam alafnei haperek bay bedik, we understand before 11, there would be utility in doing an inspection on the girl. The mishtakhi, because if we find two pubic hairs right now, so we're going to say that la'acha perek shuminin, that also those two hairs that we find after she's 12 are moles, they're not signs of adulthood, And she can't do chalitza if we don't find other two hairs, because we say this was here before, and so it's not a sign that she matured and she became an adult, because it was deep when she was a little girl. For that, we're believing the woman. But after she's 12, what's the purpose of doing an inspection? But Rava said, a minor that comes of age, which she comes 12 years old, bas mitzvah, in the tzricha b'dikah, she doesn't have to have an inspection. Chazaka v'yisamana, we presume that she brought the two pubic hairs as a sign. So what would be the purpose of checking that we have a woman that could do it? So says the Gemara, no, kiyama rabba chazaka, and we had the discussion in the previous stop. When did rabba say that there's this presumption? It's lamiyun, it's as a stringency that she can't do mean anymore, which is only when she's a minor. But as a leniency to be able to do chalitza, that, bayi badika, that you need an inspection. And for that, a woman is trusted, because since it is after the period of bas mitzvah, where then it's normative for a woman to have two pubic hairs, as Gemara is going to explain, acha perik, you have the presumption of rabba. Okay, for that, we're in presuming anyway, but we have to check. But for that, we can rely on women. But again, Teich Perik, then you can. As the Gemara quotes that Rabbi Huda said, Teich Perik, but in the age of between 11 and 12, Ein Noshem Bait Kenois, and then the women can't check. Why? Because Kesaver Teich Perik, Rabbi Huda held that the reason why we don't trust the women in that age, that year between 11 and 12, that if she would bring two pubic hairs, we would say that it is a sign that she's an adult, and we consider her a Gedaila. Because that's kala'acha perik dami. That's like after she's 12, which when you need two pubic hairs, but that would make her into an adult. So therefore, to permit the woman for something that's not necessarily normal, based on women, that's not halachically sound. Because even though we trust them after she turns 12, that ula'acha perik deke chazaka de rava. When she's after 12, and we have the presumption of rava that women generally have two pubic hairs by age 12, then sabchinan anashim and batkin, then we rely on women and they can do the bedika. But techa perik, the leka chazaka de rava, but in the age of 11 to 12, when we don't have any chazakas, presumptions like rava says that she's going to have two pubic hairs, leisabchinan anashim, then we cannot rely on women. But like batkin anashim, and therefore women cannot do the inspection, as Rabbi Huda said. But Rabbi Shimon, as we quoted, he disagreed. He said, no, avtecha perik, nashim bait kenosim. No, even in that period of 11 to 12, women could do the inspection. Why? So the Gemara explains. Because ksaver techa perik kalif neha perik. It's not because he's more lenient. To the contrary, he holds that in the age of 11 to 12, it's actually like a little girl. In other words, even in a regular time, even if, let's say, whoever found it, not just women, a man, a judge, would see that the pubic hairs are there between 11 and 12, that would still be considered a shuma as a mole. So therefore, we're not really relying on the women to say that she's an adult or if she's a minor. That's why it helps, because we're not really relying on her. Now, but, so then why would we do an inspection? Because to bayi bedika, we need to do an inspection, dimishtachi, because if we find in that year before bas mitzvah, la'acha perik shuma nini, then we'll know after she's 12 that it's the same hairs, and therefore that's just a mole, and that wouldn't be a sign of godless. Therefore, he said the woman could check in that year before, because it's only going to result in a stringency. Now, then the Braisa concluded by saying, that a woman is believed for stringent purposes, but not as a leniency. So says the Gemara, Hayman Ketanila, who's saying this last line of the Braisa? In other words, it cannot be going back on the last statement that was said, that of Reb Shimon, because since he says that Teicha Perik, in that year before Bas Mitzvah, is like Lifnei Perik, is like when she's 10 or 9 or 8. So if you're checking in that period, so what would it mean to say that, we're saying that she's an adult only as a stringency to say that she cannot do mean, but you said that, what do you mean? Well, it has nothing to do with women, that there is stringency. You said that even for anyone who found, even if a man found, that it would be a shuma. So this wouldn't be a halacha just in women. So what would this be saying, that it's for that he says that women are believed only as stringency and not leniently, that year that he's talking about Teicha Perik, which he's saying, which was all his only statement, Kelifnei HaPerik, that's for everyone, not just for women. So says the Gemara, Iba Yisem Rabbi Huda. If you want, you could say it's Rabbi Huda. You're right, it's not going on the previous statement of Rabbi Shimon, it's going back on the first time that Rabbi Huda, Va'atecha Perik, and it's going on in the year before. In other words, he said that the women cannot inspect in the year before Bas Mitzvah, because he held Teicha Perik is Kala'acha Perik, and if she's going to be believed, that's going to be, without a chazaka, making the girl into a gedaila. So if she's not going to check very well a woman, who we're not relying on her in for these doubts in halacha, she might come to say that a minor is a gedaila. So that's what Rabbi Huda is coming to explain, that you're right, we don't rely on her, we don't let her check in the year before Bas Mitzvah, but we do to create a halachic stringency, just as a leniency, not. Now, but But lifnei haperek, before age 11, that you can't even say that we would rely on her to say that she's a gedayla as a stringency to say that the girl cannot do mian, because even if she would bring two pubic kids, everyone would agree that that's considered a shuma, just considered a mol. So that wouldn't be even for a stringency. And after she's 12, to the contrary, Rabbi Huda holds, even for leniency, she is believed. So it's Rabbi Huda, trecha perek, that although he says she cannot inspect, that's only as a leniency, but as a stringency, she actually could check. Or as the Gemara continues, the type of Mem Tesem and Alpha, you might say, if you want, you could say it's actually Rabbi Shimon. But Ula Acha Perek, he's going on after she turns 12. In other words, Rabbi Shimon was quoted, his one statement was that during the Perek, in age 11 to 12, the women could check. And we're not going to come to rely on the woman's, the halachic decision for Chalitza and Min, because he said even if she finds hers, it's going to be Kalifnei HaPerek, even if anyone found. It would be like when she's a minor, so it wouldn't make a difference, so therefore she could check. But the inference is, and this is what he's saying in the last anonymous line of the Braisa, but after she turns 12, if the woman inspects and she finds two hairs, or if, in general, when you find two hairs, that would make her into Gedolah and permit her to do Chalitza, that's what he was qualifying, that we don't trust a woman as a leniency, only as a stringency, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because of a lesser chazaka, the Rabbi does not hold of the chazaka Rabbi. He doesn't hold that there's such a presumption. And therefore, if there's no such a presumption, so then you have the same halacha concern. We can't rely on the woman in regards to doubtful halacha, making she might be minor, she's making her into gedayla. So therefore, he said this, that after she's 12, that a woman could check is only as a trinzi, not as a leniency, because he doesn't have chazaka the Rabbi, and then we can't rely on a woman even after bas mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah said, by concluding the opinion of the Rabbanan, they said, because they said that it's possible for the lower sign to come before the upper sign, but it's not possible for the upper sign to come before the lower sign. Says, what's the necessity of this final statement in the Mishnah? We already said the opinion of the Rabbanan in the beginning that said, so why are we repeating this at the end? If you're going to say, because we want to say this final lines in the Mishnah anonymously, like the opinion of the Rabbanan, because the final lines, Mimnei Sha'amru, were said anonymously, and therefore the Mishnah is coming to tell us that we have an anonymous Mishnah like the Rabbanan, who they say, yeah, it's not possible, not like Rameh. But if that's the case, Peshitta, obviously, why do we need a Stam Masnitin to say like Rabbanan, to say that's the Halacha, because that's usually what we get from anonymous Mishnah. Peshitta, obviously, Yochad V'ram, we have one individual Tana Rameh, and you have the public, the Rabbanan, Halacha Kram, we always know Halacha is like the public. Why would we have to say an anonymous statement for that? Says the Gemara, what would you say, Mistaber Tamid Rameya, that the reasoning of Rameya is more logical, and maybe here we would say the halacha is like him, because the Kamasaili cry, as we brought the Psukim, are seem to assist him, because it talks about Shadaim Nechainu, Basis Mitzrayim Dedaik, the Psukim talk about Yecheskel, that is seemingly the breast developed before the two pubic hairs. So although we explained it, according to Rabban, it means to say that it was definitely there, but the seemingly simple translation sounds like Rameya. So Kamash Malan, therefore we have to say that no, halach is not going to be like him, and therefore we said an anonymous statement at the end of the Mishnah, like Rabban. Or if you want, you could say the reason why they said it at the end was simply for stylistic, not just simply stylistic reason, but from the Kabbalah Misna Kayetza, because they wanted to say similarly, which the next words we're going to have is the next Mishnah, the next daf, Kayetza, by this idea that if you have two different ways, like we're having upper sign, lower sign, that one way you could have one without the other, but one way you can't have one without the other, that's going to be a similar theme of the next Mishnah, is regarding that you could have one that's without the other, but one is not possible without the other. Therefore, that's why we ended off the Mishnah like that, to start that strand of Mishnayos on that same theme of Kayetzimah.